Next patient is going to be Helen Graves. Helen Graves, 6/10/49. Today is still 4/3. 74-year-old woman lives with her son and grandchildren. Patient suffers from multiple medical problems, including obesity, hypertension, neuropathy, chronic pain. Last hospitalization was a month ago because of TIA and syncope episode. Period. Let's see. Patient's medication at this time includes lisinopril 20 milligrams, Vanderontin 400 TID, Aldactone 25 milligrams, Dapiglutide 5 milligrams, Dapiglutide 10 milligrams up to 3 times a day, Lovastatin 10 milligrams a day, Norco 5/3/25 as needed. Family history: mom died of a stroke at age 39, dad died of old age at age 93. Patient has had a history of breast cancer in the past. History of back pain, bowel obstruction, chronic constipation, diabetes, as I mentioned, diverticulitis, diverticulosis, fibromyalgia, gastroesophageal reflux. Surgery includes appendectomy, C-section, cholecystectomy, colonoscopy, EGD, gastric bypass, hysterectomy, knee surgery. Social, lives with her family, does not smoke, does not drink. She did used to smoke and drink years ago, but that never excessively. On exam, we find Helen to be obese. She's 74 years old. She's sitting in a wheelchair. O2 sat's 99%. Pulse is 77. Respiration is 18. Blood pressure 168/70. Heart pulse, swollen pulse, rest to lungs. Clear at lower extremity. Edema 2+. Neurological, contracted left hand. Also severe pain in both wrists. Skin shows decreased tergo-aura mucosa with an lesion. She doesn't have any allergies, by the way. Put that in there. Review of system. Put down. She does have a decubitus ulcer, which is healing. On her sacrum, it's 2 centimeters now. She has left-sided weakness. She has RSD of both hands, chronic neck pain, leg pain, arm pain. And then on exam, assessment. Also put down neck surgery as her surgery because of cervical spine laminectomy secondary to spinal stenosis severe in 2018. Since then, she has not been able to walk and has been wheelchair bound. Assessment: here we have a chronically ill 74-year-old woman with multiple medical issues, including diabetes, diabetic neuropathy, hypertension, hyperlipidemia, left-sided weakness, severe pain in her wrists. Patient lost a child a few years ago and has been very depressed since then. Her son Eric, who she lives with, tell me that she has not been the same since his brother passed away. Patient also had a recent hospitalization because of syncope and possible TIA. Period. Patient is wheelchair bound because of cervical stenosis, status post laminectomy. One thing I'm concerned about is the fact that she had gastric bypass surgery years ago and she's never been on B12. And I'm afraid part of her neuropathy, her pain and other issues, although most likely related to diabetes, may be related to B12 deficiency. I would recommend starting B12 supplementation regularly or at least checking the level of B12 and folate to assess that at this time period. Patient is wheelchair bound. She's bowel and bladder incontinent now because of her severe weakness. Requires the help of a nurse to get around, an aide to get around. And she has a caretaker along with her family that sees about her needs. As far as her breast cancer is concerned, that appears to be stable, with no issues or no evidence of metastasis. Her hospital records, new records are ordered at this time. She also has stage 3 kidney failure. Because of her renal insufficiency, she's found to be anemic. Patient has a slightly elevated proline, most likely related to her liver disease and passive congestion of her liver. Patient's care was discussed with her family at length before leaving their residence. Patient has had a history of anemia. Recent H is not available. I think that's it for now. Thank you.